Well, we have a lot of different events in our tri-state region, in our area that go on, and some are new and some have been around for 20, 25 years. And an event which started several years ago, a summer event actually, the weekend in Norfolk. There is now a winter weekend in Norfolk, which is coming up February 24th and 25th. And why not in the icebox of the state? And the organizers of this event, two of them anyways, are with us on the telephone, Sue Frisch and James Nelson. Jim and Sue, welcome and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you and glad to be here.
Yes, we are.
You know, it's funny, when I first heard about this from Sally Wilburn, I said, well, this is a great offshoot because one thing that Norfolk is known for as being the icebox of Connecticut, and there are so many things to do. So how long did it take for this idea to germinate?
Well, after the summer weekend in Norfolk, Don, our other organizer, and I and Jim Nelson were talking about his part of last summer, and he said to us, you know, why don't we do this in the winter? And we looked at each other, and we said, yes, here we are.
Well, I think it's a great idea. And you, how'd you go about, I'll toss this one over to you, Jim, how'd you go about setting up events and getting people to organize and come up with events?
Well, it was quite easy, actually. Sue and Dawn and I, to an extent as well, just reached out to people in the community throughout, because there are so many people who are doing so many different things, and said, you know, are you interested in doing this? And to a one, everybody said, yes, we would be very happy to do something. And so we've got events that are indoors. We've got events that are outdoors. Some of them are going to be weather dependent, such as, you know, ice skating. But the winter that we've had, I think that should not be a problem. And then we've got some concerts. We've got art shows. We've got just so many different activities that there's going to be something for everybody.
Well, you know, I'm looking at this, Sue, and I look at, of course, you think of winter in Norfolk. You think of the Norfolk Curling Club, and they've got something going on Saturday the 24th. But you also think about, like you just said, Jim, ice skating. That's going to go on Sunday at the town rink. Also, there's trail hikes. You've got sugar housing. I mean, and all the history that goes with Norfolk, Sue.
Yes, indeed. Actually, the Historical Society, since you mentioned it, is going to have a special show both Saturday and Sunday of historic photographs from winters past, as well as a contemporary group of photographers showing their winter scenes of Norfolk.
You know, I'm looking at this list of events, both Jim and Sue, you can comment after I comment. I love the fact that on the opening day, from noon to 1:30, you've got ice carving, and that's accompanied by the Norfolk Volunteer Fire Department Fried Dough Fundraiser. That is on the first day, on the 24th. I know during the Salisbury winter, during the ski jumps, ice carving is just a huge draw.
It's a lot of fun for everybody. I've always found that very fascinating, and it's something I'm looking forward to very much, actually.
And the nice thing about ice carving, especially in this winter, is I think they're around after they're done, and people just like to see them even after they're done. And you do have also on Sunday, I see, the Church of the Immaculate Conception is having a pancake breakfast beginning at 8 o'clock.
Yes, it is. It's a lovely thing for them to do for the community and for our visitors.
You know, there's just, I'm looking at your events, and you basically, on the opening day, which is on the 24th, you start at 10 o'clock in the morning, and you basically go through to the evening. You've got concerts and more that go on between 6 and 7 and 8 and 10:30. You've got a restaurant crawl, which goes on from 4 till 7 o'clock on the opening day. It's just amazing how you've mixed all this together for one day. Now, is the easiest way for people to find out about this to go to your website, which is weekendinnorfolk.org?
Yes, weekendinnorfolk.org is the best place to find everything listed on the homepage as a Saturday and Sunday calendar. We also have an event schedule on the top menu, which drops down, and schedule of events is where to look. Then on our Facebook page, we have continuous updates right from now until the actual events, and that's Weekend in Norfolk on Facebook.
And almost all these events are free. There are some fees for some of them, but it's pretty amazing.
That was one of the things that was important to us, that there be no financial barriers at all. It's worked out very well for us in the summer weekend in Norfolk. And, I mean, it's just the logical way to go with this.
Well, once again, it's Weekend in Norfolk, Winter Edition, which is coming up February 24th and 25th in Norfolk, Connecticut. Once again, the easiest way to see what's going on is to go to weekendinnorfolk.org, weekendinnorfolk.org. Is there anything I've left out that you guys want to pass along?
Just that we hope everybody who's listening will come and bring their friends, bring their families, and get a good experience of Norfolk in the winter months.
All right. That is, once again, weekendinnorfolk.org. Sue and Jim, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
You're very welcome, and thank you for having us.
Yes, it was a pleasure. Thank you.